Hello, my Traxian friends. It's Bill, updating you with what's becoming my sort of monthly audio newsletter to you guys. Thank you as ever for your support on Patreon. I thought I would follow up last month's thing that I did about, well, it wound up focusing on Nick Nolte because he's worth at least a few minutes of our time. But it started out as a thing about running bits. And another question that I get along those lines sometimes is how we decide who does what bits or voices. And just like the Nick Nolte thing, it kind of evolves out of doing it once and amusing ourselves or amusing the other guys. And we just kind of keep putting it in there. And as far as who winds up doing what, I mean, it's a little bit random, but it also is like just proof of concept. Like if somebody nails a bit and it's a thing we want to keep going, we tend to give it to them just sort of without even really thinking about it. And we all get plenty to do, so I don't think any of us really are chomping at the bit to do what the other guy is doing. I mean, we all get to say plenty of words and do plenty of funnies. So besides Nick Nolte, which sort of became Mike's bit, which I probably write in as much as anybody at this point, or more than anybody, because I love writing that ongoing bit, and I love making Mike do the voice. Mike also does Droopy Dog, that old cartoon character, you know, the one who talks like this, frequently, because, again, it's really just like, it's funny to hear him do it. He does a really good heavy metal guy. He can get into that ear-piercing, you know, ear-bleeding range of Axl Rose plus, so every now and then, we'll give him something like that. Kevin obviously is the you know, breakout singer of the bunch. Although in our defense, Mike and my defense, we can both put a tune over pretty well. I think in a normal comedy group, we would be considered quite good singers or decent singers. But Kevin obviously is extraordinary in his musical abilities. So we give him a lot, but not everything, just so it doesn't seem, it's not too rote, because we do a lot of music. Other things that Kevin does really well, he does a good Curly from the Three Stooges. That's carrying over from his days as Tom Servo, who used to do that. And in general, he does good cartoon noises, like the stuff like that. But also he makes the Jetsons, this is our age talking, the Jetsons cartoon from the 1960s. He makes the sound of the ship, the car, really, really well. So I can usually with some confidence give Kevin a bit, like a sound effects bit, and know that he is going to get close, at the very least. For me, some of the things that I have fallen into over the years, one very specific one, which is kind of weird, from Over the Top, the Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling movie, I frequently get asked to do Robert Loggia, for the guy from the sort of gravel-voiced guy, R.I.P., but he was in a lot of 80 movies and one weird commercial in the 90s, I think. But he's the guy who goes, Hawk or Hawks, alternately, depending on what they're considering Stallone's name at the moment, whether it's Hawk or Hawks, plural. Because I'm from New York, I often get like New York-y guys, mafia types, or Thumbelina version of the Ice Cream Bunny, I did a lot of Mr. Mold, the guy who, so that's almost like an old Jewish guy from New York voice. And strangely enough, I also do the almost the opposite of that, sort of effete Englishy voices, which is kind of how I got Brain Guy back in the day. I'm sort of the resident Crocodile Dundee. I don't think I'm particularly better at it Aussie accent than, say, Mike, but it just fallen into it. Anyway, we do enjoy our running bits. They're sort of a necessity for the sheer amount of jokes that we have to come up with. I wouldn't say they're a necessity. I take that back, but they're almost like little palate cleansers and they bring the whole Riff Tracks catalog together in some way. They're almost like little Easter eggs for repeat listening or for customers or fans who have listened to a lot. Also references to previous movies, like we bring up Birdemic's Ron a lot. Ron, all of a sudden I'm doubting his name, but you know who I mean, the dumb guy who's the lead. Rod from Birdemic. I knew it was even more dull than Ron. and his obsession with even round numbers and discounts and stuff like that. There's a whole bunch of more, and maybe I'll do a another installment of this or two, because the more I kind of go into this subject, the more I'm thinking, the more I'm remembering. Anyway, this is getting kind of long, so I will sign off for now and say thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't do this without you. We're so grateful for your help. And I hope you have a good next couple of weeks, and I'll check in with you in roughly a month. Okay, thanks. Bye.